Well, it's Christmas time again, and for this study, we're going to work through some of the popular songs over the years, and this is a song that I've really grown to love. It's called The Christmas Waltz, and this is Barry Manilow singing it. Well, what a beautiful song. It's called The Christmas Waltz. Sammy Kahn and Julia Stein, who gave us Let It Snow nearly a decade before this, again came together for this song called The Christmas Waltz, which appeared in 1954. And it's a rare example of a carol written especially for dancing or gliding across an icy pond. The song is loaded with Christmas images of frosted window panes and gleaming candles and painted candy canes. And it's that time of year when the world falls in love, they claim. And it's, of course, the time when Santa's on his way with a sleigh filled with things for you and for me. It's a really happy song. It's filled with the hope that everyone's New Year dreams come true. In his book, I Should Care, The Sammy Kahn Story, Kahn tells how The Christmas Waltz came to be written. Los Angeles was in the middle of a hot spell when he received a phone call from Julie Stein telling him that Frank Sinatra wanted them to compose a Christmas song for him. Kahn was hesitant to do a Christmas song because he didn't see how they could compete with Berlin's White Christmas, but Stein insisted that they give Sinatra what he wanted. So they got together at Stein's apartment. Stein always warmed up with the tango and a waltz. It gave Kahn the idea that Christmas waltz might be unique. He told Stein to play his his waltz again and then kept asking him to slow it down a little as he began writing the words to what would become the Christmas waltz. Khan said that he agonized over an impure rhyme of the words mine and time in the lyric, and this song of mine in three-quarter time. He tried and rejected several lines in trying to find just the right words to rhyme with in three-quarter time, including and the sleigh bells chime, and this little rhyme, and this song sublime. Finally, he settled on his original line, even though it wasn't perfect. Khan said, we decided to let the Christmas waltz be only 99.44% pure. Both Lawrence Welk and Frank Sinatra did well with the record-buying public in recording this song. So I was thinking about what this has to do. I thought about the whole thing of a waltz having just perfect timing as someone is dancing. It reminded me of this verse in Galatians 4, verse 4, that says, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. And so the timing of God is perfect. And Jesus comes born under the law. You see, although Christ was without sin, he was born under the law, not only as one obligated to fulfill it, but also as one identified with sinners who are under the curse of the law. And so his death freed us from that curse, and his perfect obedience is the ground for our being declared righteous. And so as you and I reflect at this Christmas time, Jesus had to be born so that he could die and be buried and rise again. And so the Christmas story always leads to the Easter story, and it's all about timing, like a good dance.